From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and to begin this hour, we're going to look ahead at what impact this week's Republican victories could have in Washington and around the country. First, the Tea Party, which has been the most important group in the GOP this election cycle. As NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, there is debate about what impact the Tea Party can have on Congress and whether it will help or hurt the Republicans in 2012.
As many as 60 of the new Republicans in the House and about half a dozen in the Senate were backed by the Tea Parties, and their potential clout may exceed their numbers. John Boehner, the man who will be Speaker, knows it, and he's promised a mind meld with the new Tea Party freshmen.
I don't see any problems incorporating members of the Tea Party along with our party in the quest that's really the same.
But maybe the Tea Parties don't want to be incorporated. On Election Day, South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, who bucked Republican leaders to endorse Tea Party candidates all over the country, wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal warning new conservative senators not to get, quote, co-opted or coerced by the establishment club. Put on your boxing gloves, he told them. The fight starts today. In an interview, DeMint said there won't be any tension as long as the Republican leaders adhere to the Tea Party agenda.
If they're true to the people who elected them, I think we're going to work well and move our conference more in a conservative direction that I think reflects where America is right now.
DeMint's first test, a vote to permanently ban earmarks, the process by which special interest spending is tucked into appropriations bills without an up or down vote.
I think as soon as we dispense with the parochial earmark system, just about every Republican will be on the same page working on some bold reforms.
It's possible an earmark ban could be enacted in the House, but Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been cool to the idea. Former Republican Congressman Tom Davis says the GOP leadership has to handle the Tea Party caucus carefully.
Going to have to manage them. That's why Eric Cantor is saying we're going to repeal the health care bill. They have the votes probably to repeal the health care bill in the House. It's not going anywhere in the Senate. The president didn't get to sign it, so they're not going to repeal it. But at least they get to show the flag, because they're going to have to do some other things that are not going to be very popular with the Tea Party. They're going to have to raise the debt ceiling, unless you want to have stop the government from writing checks.
And that may not sit well with the Tea Party's grassroots. At a recent gathering of Tea Party activists in Washington, everyone said they wanted the new health care law repealed or defunded. But Jamie Radke of the Virginia Tea Party Federation expects more.
They've got to look at ways to cut spending. And it's got to happen in real measurable ways, not the, you know, $100 million here, $50 million here. There's got to be a serious overhaul of how they're doing business up there.
Dana Kitchen of the Richmond Tea Party is very clear about what he wants the new Republican majority to deliver.
I expect, first and foremost, a balanced budget amendment. And as far as adding to the deficit, I would like to see no more new appropriations until we sort out all the mess that's in front of us now.
Dana Lash of St. Louis isn't worried about being disappointed by the new Republican Congress because she says they're on probation.
I expect them to be very reliable. That's what they're there for. They're not there to institute their own agenda. They're there to institute our agenda. And with the exact same fervor that we went after the candidates that we're not very happy with now and got them out of the primaries, we can go after them, too.
And they will. Plans are already underway for primary challenges to Republicans up in 2012, such as Senators Richard Lugar, Olympia Snowe, and Bob Corker. President Obama's top political strategist, David Plouffe, thinks in 2 years the Tea Parties will pull the GOP out of the mainstream.
The emergence of people like O'Donnell and Paul and Engel, this is just the tip of the iceberg. If you're a moderate Republican thinking about running for a primary, you're not going to think about it very long because it's clear that you're not going to be able to win. So the Republican nominees, I would argue from president all the way down the local office, are going to be much more conservative, I think, as a group than they were in 2010.
Too conservative, the White House team dearly hopes to defeat the president in 2012. As for the 2012 Republican presidential primaries, the emergence of the Tea Parties has turned that hierarchical ritual upside down, says former Speaker Newt Gingrich, who's considering a presidential bid of his own.
It's a much more complicated process than people think. None of the folks in the Washington establishment could have dreamed in January that seven insurgents would beat the establishment in senatorial primaries. So why would they think they understand the 2012 process.
Gingrich predicts there will be an unofficial Tea Party primary, and he's already getting ready to compete in it by traveling the country meeting with grassroots activists. All this is causing heartburn for the Republican establishment. There's a raging debate inside the GOP about whether failed Tea Party candidates like Sharon Angell, Christine O'Donnell, and Ken Buck ended up denying Republicans control of the Senate. And there's talk about trying to stop the rise of Tea Party favorite Sarah Palin, who many Republicans fear could cost the GOP the White House if she ran in 2012. It's the kind of talk that has to be kept off the record, of course, for fear of sparking a backlash from the Republican Party's most important and unpredictable constituency. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.